May 22nd. Trying not to look at the clock.
There's a task I've got.
To complete.
Dark.
Apartment.
Bright.
Hall.
Passing between.
Doors I spot.
Arrangements on.
Steps. Lavender and fuchsia.
Some.
Fern.
Striped pink.
In pots.
I hadn't
noticed.
There's nice green ring the whole building. Half a block down.
An empty Smirnoff bottle.
A spoon.
Tip. Bitten off. There's a farmer's market.
I hadn't known.
People do what they can.
Because of a
sensationalistic crime.
Some.
Seem especially tense.
As I curve.
I notice.
Lattice work on.
Brick row houses.
A flower pot's been fingered into the cement block.
I mean.
Pressed into the
plot, a flower in a pot, inside one dim, half-closed shop.
Darkness and a bunch of trophies. A purple ashtray
overflows with rain.
I'll just see house fronts.
A place
has mounted to its front door.
Welcome to Grandma's.
Then a couple
houses down, the inside of a piano.
What to call
where keys would be, upside down.
Those things
that make
sounds, one of those split.
I've never seen the neighborhood.
Green, an entirely different city than the one I know.
A row of
pastel-hued buildings with
carnations,
perhaps fake,
have vaguely Asian curves. Circling back at 16th and Prospect Park West,
I see a very
dramatic park entrance, forking paths already dark green.
A bus waits for me.
A sign says, nature at work.
We are letting it slowly return.
The
almond-shaped leaves
accumulating
in the park.
It's hard now
for me
to get out.
Yesterday's kumquats, I look like them. I don't know how to explain this.
That perfect luminosity of the day, a bald
ear
moving forward,
but facing
many directions.
Prospect Park Southwest, I finally find
Lonelyville,
a decent bakery.
Chains rattle as somebody's car gets towed.
At a bus stop,
flattened straws.
I guess every building entrance looks lush today.
A muzzled boxer hones in on me.
Bus is idle one block east.
Hunch forward.
A dentist's office just across the street.
And
with slight panic as I wait for a family home. Holding the door.